A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the Action Network, Grizzlies obviously off to a nice start in Summer League. Maybe the storyline more about who's not out there than who is. He joins us now. Matt, what's happening, man? Appreciate the time as always.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, so, okay, it's impossible to talk about an injury with the Memphis Grizzlies and not harken back to, like, all the other ones where it was not exactly, you would accuse it of being a straightforward or transparent process. But as it relates to Edie and Summer League and the importance of him being out there, what do you make of this situation right now?
You know, I'm not too worried about it just because, in general, Summer League is typically just not really worth it to risk players, right? I think if there had been some sort of indication that it was worse, you get in a training camp, maybe, right? There's always a possibility of it's like, oh, no, this has been a thing. And that's obviously what kind of happened with Adams last year. It just kind of snuck up on him, and all of a sudden he's out. At the same time, you know, when guys miss Summer League, I don't tend to overreact too much because Summer League is very much a nice to have, good to do, gives you a little bit more tape, gives you some developmental time, gets more time with the coaches, et cetera, rather than it is like a very serious kind of program. And a lot of rookies have had to miss Summer League and then had completely fine and great careers. So I'm not overly concerned about it. Castle for San Antonio had one game, had a wrist injury. They're going to go ahead and keep him out because it's just simply not worth it. So I think that's got to be factored in when we start looking at the Summer League stuff, even though I totally understand having a little bit of fan trauma from what happened last year with all the injuries.
Yeah, listen, I'm like you. I'm not really – I mean, he came back and finished the game. So I don't think it's a situation where, you know, if he had not, maybe I would be a little more concerned. But he finished and he got the game, you know, the game-tying tip there at the end. Let me ask you this, because Drew Hill of the Daily Memphian has continuously reported that the Grizzlies are not shutting him down. They maintain they are not shutting him down. At this point, with only two left sort of in the – you know, pool player, whatever you want to call it, of Summer League, would you bring him? Is there any value to bringing Zach Edey back? Or is it a deal where you've seen it against an NBA guy in Walker Kessler? There's nobody he's going to play that would be that would be that good in terms of a measuring stick. Is there any value to bringing him back at this point if you're the Grizzlies?
I don't think so. I don't think it's worth the risk. It's not a matter of it not being, you know, they're not having any value. There's always value in getting more guys time to evaluate and understand what you need to work on with them, especially within the flow of what the team wants to run. But, you know, compare that with the risk of re-injury, it's just simply not worth it. I mean, look, you know, Summer League in general, anytime anybody participates in athletics, there's going to be a concern of injury. But, look, the Denver Nuggets just had Daron Holmes, who they needed to play a pretty big role on their bench as a rookie. Yeah, he's out for the year with an Achilles. Like, this stuff is just kind of what happens. And so if there's any sort of concern about a re-injury, I just don't think it's simply worth it. You've seen him, you've seen what he can do. And this is also a guy with an established track record for multiple years in college. I don't feel like there's a lot you need to find out about Edie in terms of what he can do. You need to figure out what he can do with the team, and that's not going to happen until training camp.
Right. Okay. So the Grizz draft Edie at 9. You know, some people like it, some people hate it. In terms of if we're extrapolating what we saw, you know, with guys that will be, you know, in Delaware or on two ways somewhere else or wherever they may be, what do you make of the fit and how Edie will acclimate and be able to help the Grizzlies next season?
I'm trying to keep an open mind. The minute that it kind of got it out that they were going to take a center at some point, whether they were able to move up or if they had moved back or if they just, you know, stayed where they were and not reached, but there was a number of teams in that range that liked Edie, but they were, that was higher, I think, than a lot of people kind of thought he might go. I'm nervous. I don't love adding a rookie center to a team trying to win a championship. That just makes me nervous. And it's like, well, he's a more spear. Sure, absolutely. There's so much speed and athleticism on the team. Adding more of a plotter, I'm a little bit like, okay, what does this look like with your identity? At the same time, I can't deny how talented the guy is. Like, he's just got so much ability, and you know, everyone's kind of gone on and on about the screens, but that stuff is real, where you do need guys that can help create more space and opportunity for Ja and Desmond. And so is there a chance that this is an absolute home run? 100%. Does it make me nervous as somebody that thinks that this team can compete for a title? A little bit. Well, not the direction that I would have preferred going. I would have rather had a veteran on around, but we'll see kind of what happens as the season goes on. And if he's able to fill in, then great, because that means that they've really got a starting five that can hit you in a number of ways with a number of with size, skill, and athleticism.
Where do you think, you know, and it's a big assumption and presumption, but if you got health from, you know, your core of Jaren, Desmond, and Ja, which I think would basically be the first time that you've ever gotten that. But if I could tell you that that was a guarantee, where do the Grizzlies, you know, where would you sort of handicap this? Where would you have them in the West if I'm giving you health of those three?
Probably fighting for between third and fifth in the West. That's the kind of where I would have them, with an upside of potentially top two. One would be a lot, given the depth that OKC presents and how good they are at almost everything at this point. But I think Memphis is right there. And I think that, more importantly, from a regular than a regular season standpoint, I think they'll be better in the playoffs than they were 2 years ago. And I think that this whole nightmare of an experience, starting with the Lakers series, going through last year, everything, like, that's real adversity that this team has had to face. Like, Desmond and Jaren had to sit through just a miserable year last year. Constant injuries, nobody healthy, couldn't compete for anything, having to hold up this team. And that tends to, you know, sometimes spark a real appreciation for the opportunity in front of them. I'm hoping the same thing extends to Ja, that Ja's able to come out and be like, I basically lost a year and a half of my career, and it's time to make up for that. Because I just think that there's so much potential here. This team was great for 2 years. Like, this was a great team in the league, and they were young and they were immature. It's been 2 years. They've learned some lessons. I'm hoping that they've learned from those things. And I love the fact the coaching staff has revamped itself a little bit. I love the direction that they've taken. I like last year, the ability to add guys like Vince and Gigi and get those guys time to really understand how they're going to fit, to revamp that bench unit, which I've loathed for so long. I have a lot of optimism about what Memphis can do this season if they're all on the same page.
Talking to Matt Moore, NBA writer for the Action Network, doing great stuff up at actionnetwork.com. Last Grizz question before we get to maybe some summer league and the rest of the NBA. Gigi Jackson is such an interesting case because, look, he was once upon a time the number one player in the country. It doesn't work for him at South Carolina, falls all the way to the second round. Some people said it was too high when the Grizz drafted him. And then by virtue of just a disastrous season that completely goes off the rails, he is basically allowed to just go out there and hoop. And he does it well. And he does it well. And now it's not that anymore. Now it's a winner. It's a competitor. You know, ideally they'd like to be a contender. which Gigi has never really been a part of. And so I would ask you, just is there an example historically of a guy like this where his role is going to change so drastically from one season to the next, yet the hopes are as high, right? Like, how do you just sort of break down the Gigi Jackson situation for the Grizzlies?
I mean, I think there's an ample kind of experience of guys that were just able to get a bucket that have been serious, you know, contributing parts of teams like this. And I think, you know, in large part, even if he can't adapt, the ability for Jenkins to be able to stagger the starters and have a full complement and be like, okay, the weaknesses that he presents, I can make up with by having other guys on the floor, by having, you know, we'll make some of these rotations in there and be able to add those kind of components. So, you know, are there things where, like, am I automatically like, yes, you can play in the playoffs? No. Like, I don't think we're there yet. I think you got to see. But I also know that there's a lot of guys that have been able to do this. And I don't necessarily worry about, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about some of the numbers in summer league on playmaking side. I'm just not really worried about it in that environment. I'm just, you know, like, your ability to advance reads in the NBA only comes from making those reads in the NBA. But that's where you learn those things. So I think there's still a lot of reason to believe that Jackson can be an impact guy, even if it's not like, yeah, he's like a huge part of the game plan. Even if it's just like, man, you know, close series, close game, closeout game, but they just didn't have an answer for Gigi off the bench. That doesn't sound crazy to me. So I think there's still a good opportunity for him to fit in, honestly, with fewer expectations and maybe a reduced role, but that'll take a season, I think, to develop.
Are you betting Summer League? This is an incredibly frustrating market for me because by 6:30 a.m., these numbers have been steamed to oblivion.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough. You know, I keep betting Miami. That's really the one that I go in on. I like to target these teams that consistently put out teams that are really well coached, that have long-term development plans. Houston's one of those,
yep.
And Miami's another. So there's opportunities, but it takes a real sicko to be able to beat the lines in Summer League, I think.
It definitely does. I'm going to keep trying. I hit the Nuggets today after Brandon Miller was basically said, you know, I don't know why he ever played in the first place, but what, you know, they said they're shutting him down. The Hornets are shutting him down. So I hit the Nuggets plus six, and it's 3.5 now. So we shall see, you know, how it goes here in the Summer League. But it is definitely, it is not for the weak whatsoever. All right, Bronny James is just a bad basketball player. Is there any reason to believe that that will ever not be the case?
I don't think that we'll ever feel differently. I don't understand the whole plan here. I don't, you know, the kid has a heart attack. He has cardiac arrest. And they go ahead and he returns and he plays for USC. And the only reason he's playing for USC is clearly so that his dad could be close enough to attend games.
Yep.
Okay, cool. No big deal. Not a great season, right? Doesn't impress anybody. Draft stock falls completely off. And they just, Clutch just forces his way through here. They leverage LeBron's contract to make sure he gets drafted and make sure he gets a guaranteed contract. And I'm just like, are you doing the kid any favors here? Like, are you doing him because all he now has to deal with are the expectations that you set for him, not that he set, that you have set for him with this typical Clutch behavior. So I just wind up being like, is this what's best for the kid? Because I've talked to some draft analysts that are like, look, if the kid had gone back and played another year, hit the transfer portal, hit another year in college, we probably feel very differently about him. He does have skill and athleticism.
Right.
He just hasn't been able to showcase it yet. So I think it's a bummer of kind of how this story is playing out and the level of criticism and scrutiny he's going to be under, which he never asked for, nor did he demand, nor has he set the bar for.
Yeah. And then last thing on the rookies before we get to some teams that you've identified that are going to, you know, have big upgrades this year that you do upgrade yourself. Zach Edey, funny enough, is the consensus rookie of the year. I in terms of the betting markets, I came on here last week. I said that's a terrible bet, not saying that he can't win it or that he won't win it. But at this price, it's just you should never bet this. It's he's not going to have the usage. He's not going to have, you know, it's not a team award. I have to remind people all the time. But, and I'm assuming you agree with me, if you were making a bet in that market, though, right now, based on what you've seen, maybe it has nothing to do with Summer League, but if you're making that bet right now, where do you think your money would go in the Rookie of the Year market?
probably on Reed Sheppard, and that's not just based off of the fact that he's just lit the Nets on fire and looked absolutely awesome in every summer league game for Houston. It's more just a matter of, like, Houston, I think, is they're shopping for a star, but they're also not necessarily sold on any of their young guys. As good as their young guys are, they're not like, this is a we can win a championship with these guys long term. Like, they don't view Jalen Green the way that Phoenix did Devin Booker. And so with that possibility, that means that there is a chance that if Reed Sheppard comes in and just wows Ime Udoka and earns his spot, that he could wind up taking over those starter minutes. And the only reason he's so low in the market is because he's probably coming off the bench.
Right.
So to me, Reed Sheppard is such a complete player, and he looks so awesome in every regard.
Yep.
And there's a lot. There were so many draft analysts that work for teams I talked to who said, I'd ask, like, okay, you're not going to pick here, but who's like your number one on your board? And so many of them were like, yeah, it's Reed Sheppard. And so I just feel like there's a good opportunity for him to potentially be a dark horse in a year where obviously the draft class is so weak, it presents a lot of interesting opportunities.
Yeah, for me, it would either be him or Castle. Because Castle's gonna pile up assists to Wimby. You would just think that. I find myself like I see it a little bit with Rhys Ishay. Like, I get it, I can see the vision, but it also feels like it's gonna be a crash course for him. Don't you think a little bit?
He's played more in control than I thought. My biggest concern is just like, he may not be I don't think he's gonna be a disaster. I think he's gonna be pretty good.
Right.
It's just like he's not gonna be this guy that we're talking about every yes. night. It's not gonna be a guy where it's like, oh man, Rhys Ishay with 30 points. He's playing next to Trae Young.
Right.
And he looks like he actually might fit in pretty well with Trae Young. But yep. I just don't see him getting the kind of opportunities that you would expect for a guy taking number one.
I agree totally. He's gonna be good and completely unsexy. That's gonna be the Rhys Ishay experience in Atlanta, I believe. All right, you have a nice piece of it at actionnetwork.com about sort of who you upgrade the most this offseason in the league. And I want to focus on one specifically because this is just one of those excerpts you could only include if you know ball. I mean, it's just one of them, and it's the Orlando Magic. And I agree with you 1,000,000%. And the reason is because they added Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who most people listening to this right now will not respect enough. But for a team like the Magic, he really could be the difference between maybe a first round exit and an Eastern Conference Finals. I think he could be that drastic.
Yeah, and like I think it's okay to look at everything and be like, look, you get better if you add a 30-point per game scorer, right? That's fair. Like, you had an all-star. Like, the Sixers added an all-star. I get that. The big thing is just that KCP is such a floor raiser where it's fewer minutes for guys that make mistakes like Anthony Black, who started a huge chunk last year. I'm like, I think Anthony Black's going to be a good player, but they basically didn't have a two guard. And so they were just slotting in random guys. Hey, Gary Harris.
Right? I mean, that experience, I know they brought him back, but my God, that was brutal.
Yeah. And so, having KCP where it's like, okay, look, Jalen Suggs really, what I heard was that Jalen Suggs went to the team and was like, I believe I can be the starting point guard. I can do this. And they want to give him an opportunity, especially after him making an all-defense team. Yeah. I think shipping DPOY last year.
Yep.
Like, the defense with him and KCP is going to be amazing.
Yep.
And you say, like, look, their defense is already good. KCP doesn't improve you enough there, and he doesn't really add anything in terms of offense, does he? Because now you give Paolo Banchero another solid weapon, and in his third year after a really good sophomore season, Franz Wagner should bounce back after a bad shooting season, and he's such a good playmaker. Like, they have playmaking. What they actually needed was shooting, and KCP kind of addresses that, and that kind of a bump built with on top of internal development.
Yep,
I think they're in a really good spot. The other thing to watch out for the Magic is they're shopping Wendell Carter Jr. They've been doing that. It's not a hard shop. It's more of a soft shop.
Right.
But there's a possibility that they're able to figure out something and bring in another guard to be able to give them more offense. I think the Magic are set up very well for next season.
Yeah, and then this is not going to be welcome listening for people in Memphis, but your big winner is OKC, and I mean, a 13-win difference, basically, by adding Caruso and Hartenstein. They won 57 last year. Do you really think we're talking about a 70-win? They do feel like the kind of team that would try to go for 70 wins.
No, and like, look, I put it in there that, like, look, even I'm like, all right, numbers, let's settle down a little bit. But the problem is just, it's very hard to get around. If it was just like, oh, they picked up some analytics darlings, so that won't make them better. But then you start thinking about it, and you're like, okay, if you're facing a team that runs small and you need to put out four guards, you've got Shea and Cason Wallace and Lou Dort and now Alex Caruso. Okay, you're facing a big team like the Lakers, who they struggled with, and you're going to have to face all this size. Now you've got Hartenstein next to Chet Holmgren. Like, their ability to combo all of these things and insulate versus injury, because as Grizzlies fans know, that's a huge part of it too. Oh no, Jalen Williams is going to miss some time. Well, good thing that Alex Caruso could slot in at the two, and we'll move Dort to the three. Oh, Chet Holmgren's got an ankle, and he's going to miss a week. No problem. Got Hartenstein.
Yep.
Like, their ability to adapt to both injury and whatever lineup they need to tweak to be able to face that on top of the West number one team last season is a huge upgrade. Those guys are not going to be, again, those are not all-stars. I get it. But they're guys that make your team better in very specific ways, and they improve that team in very specific ways. So for me, yeah, OKC was a big winner this offseason.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, man, great stuff as always. Appreciate the time today, man. Thanks.
Anytime, man. Take care.
Yep. He is Matt Moore. Covers the NBA, writes about the NBA for the Action Network. Yeah, I mean, it is. There's really no weak link with that Thunder team. I mean, that is they won 70% of their games last year, and they got Giddey out of there in his non-shooting, and they upgraded with a real big with Isaiah Hartenstein.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean,
Caruso is on that team now.
Yeah, Caruso. They did Caruso in, Giddey out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're so good. They're
the one seed a year ago.
They're going to be the one seed this year.
I mean, they're the overwhelming favorite. There's no doubt about that. So they're going to be a problem, man. They're going to be, you know, because they're trying to imitate what the Grizzlies were. They're going to try really hard to win a lot of regular season games.
Yep.
They're still young enough, right? Like, the old veteran teams are just trying to get to the play-in and the sixth seed and the seventh seed, right?
Yeah.
The young teams want to just, like, gun it all the time. And they're going to do that. They're going to be probably very successful.
I think the Grizzlies need to play slower this year.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.